For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Tina Campa, the freshman defender out of Maple Grove, Minnesota. And your team finally records its first WCHA win. How frustrating was it getting for your team?
It's frustrating. I mean, we've been working very hard since day one. We're a great team, and I think that our record obviously doesn't show how good we are. And so just putting up those first couple points is huge for us, and kind of like we've been talking about, hopefully the floodgates will open and everyone can kind of truly see that we are going to be a very hard team to play every night, and hopefully this is just a start.
You put away the game-winning goal Saturday night in that 2-1 win over UMD. It was your first career goal. I bet you're never going to forget that goal. Walk us through it.
UMD was doing something a little funky. They're sending their wings out of the zone, and I noticed that we had possession down low, and I saw Claire had the puck, and Claire's clearly one of the best hockey players I've ever played with. So I knew that if I was calling for it, hopefully she'd see me, and just so happened she got the puck to me, and somehow I put it in the back of the net. But it's really memorable. I mean, I've known Claire for a short time now, but we've become buddies, and just every time I'm with this team and I'm out on the ice, you know, I'm just trying to make the most of it with every opportunity. And I was just glad that I was in the right place at the right time, and good things happen. So it's exciting.
Well, I was very excited to be able to say to the folks listening, light the lamp, Campa. That's her new phrase, by the way. So that means you have to score a few more goals this season. You're probably the smallest player out on the ice in most instances. The roster has you listed at 5 feet tall. Is that accurate or is that on skates?
Let's just look at the roster, see what that says.
I like that idea. Well, and to be honest, height doesn't really matter anymore in the game of hockey. It's more about passion and determination, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say so. Like, I've looked up to a lot of Olympians, a lot of college athletes, and no matter what sport it is, man, woman, whatever it is, you've seen a lot of successful people at, you know, smaller heights. And ultimately for me, you know, I just work hard and good things are happening for me, so that's all I can ask for, and I'm just going to keep doing what I've been doing.
I enjoy watching you battle in the corners with some of those bigger players. You don't let anybody make you afraid out there, do you?
No, I try not to. I'm a competitor, and I don't like losing, so whether I'm going against someone that's Claire's height or someone that's smaller than me, if that's even possible, I don't know. But I'm a competitor, so I'm just going to go in there and give it my best and hope for the best.
You and Summer Thibodeau, our senior captain, both played hockey, high school hockey, and Maple Grove. How much has she helped you make the transition easier from high school to college hockey?
Well, it all started, I played with her when I was a freshman at Maple Grove. And then I ended up touring about a year later, her freshman year here. And so it kind of all started then, too. She was here the first day I stepped on campus, first time I came to the rink. And then ever since day one that I came here officially. And she's just an amazing human and outstanding hockey player, works hard, and she deserves everything that she's gotten. And so to have someone like that who I personally know and that I also get to look up to is just, there's nothing more that I could ask for. And not only is she a great teammate and a great leader and everything, but she's a really great person and one of my good friends, and I'm just happy that I get to share something so cool with her.
Your team has the weekend off from games, per se. You play Monday night, the Hall of Fame game for the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame Museum Women's Classic. What kind of an honor is it to participate in an event like that?
That's huge. Women's hockey has definitely grown in the last couple of years with the NWHL and obviously the Olympic boycott a couple months ago. And to be able to play in a game that not many players get to play in, especially being a freshman, you know, that's huge, you know, and you might not realize how big it is. But I was a little kid once. I've looked up to all these great athletes, and to be able to do something like they've done for me, there's no words that I can't put that into words. And so just to be able to be a part of that is something that I'll definitely remember forever.
Who was your favorite hockey player growing up?
That's hard. If I were to look at the NHL, Joe Sakic was one of my favorites. And then going to the Olympic team a couple years ago, I've got to know a couple of the elite Olympic players on the USA team and people like Casey Bellamy or Megan Duggan I've had personal interactions with. And to just see, like I've been saying, male or female, whatever sport it is, whatever it is, like, they all have put on just, and out, like, how can you not look up to them? You know, how can you not pick out something that you like or something that you want to achieve too? And so they make that really easy, and it's just something that it can help you to strive to get to where you want to be. And I just want to thank everyone who has had a personal connection to my life and a personal just that experience, because I've learned so much, and without that, you know, I might not be where I am today. So,
how old were you when you started playing hockey?
Well, I was young when I started skating, and I think it was about second grade when I first started playing. But it's been a long journey since, and it's been fun every step of the way. I've still know people that I've been best friends with, a good core of people, for about 11 years now, and just to see them all excel at the levels that they are, and just to see kind of where life's been taking us is really cool. And you know, it's been a great journey, and that's all I can really ask for.
Tina, good luck on Monday. Go get them. Enjoy the next 3.5 years.
Thank you very much.